Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is Praying in Community. Today's treasure, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. Our small group always ended with prayer, but our leader felt we needed to go deeper, so she suggested that each person pray a sentence prayer, praising God for one attribute. Later, one woman described how her heart pounded when she heard these directions. She avoided praying in public. In fact, she had never prayed a public prayer. She soon realized that she wasn't the only one because a heavy silence filled the small room as each woman waited for someone else to start. Slowly, each woman spoke a few simple sentences of worship, and then it was this woman's turn. "Dear Father, thank you for your love," slipped from her lips. The next week, our leader asked us to turn to the woman sitting on our right and ask for one way we could pray for her by name. Once more, the fearful woman gulped and tried to still her racing heart. Minutes that felt like hours passed, and then she heard her name whispered in prayer. Tears fell as she grabbed her prayer partner's hand. No one had ever prayed for her by name in her presence. This woman, who had attended church all of her life, learned more in just a few weeks in this small community group about the power of praying for others and the need to hear others pray for her by name. She learned by watching others and then doing for others what they did for her. The exhortations of our today's treasure verse take on rich meaning when we confess our sins to one another and persevere in prayer, not just for ourselves, but also for one another. Asking others for prayer and hearing them pray for us by name not only encourages us to persevere in our faith, but also helps keep us accountable to grow in our obedience. Encourage your small group to share specific needs and to pray for one another by name. If you have not committed to doing life with a Christian community, ask the Lord to lead you to a church that is committed to discipleship through community. Find a group where you will experience the power of community as a means of growing up in your faith and investing in the lives of others.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us on this pilgrimage fueled by hope. And you know that as you are listening to these devotionals, and if you've been around Daily Treasure for any length of time, you know that one of the ways that we encourage one another is by sharing our own stories of God's faithfulness. And one of the ways that we do that is through our Help and Hope podcast. And today, I want to introduce you to Barbara Giuliani, who is going to talk to us about being a prodigal child. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard these words, but if you have, I know they haunt you. "Mom and Dad, I don't want your rules and morals. I don't want to act like a Christian anymore, and I'm not going to." Barbara, who was then Barbara Miller, made this declaration to her parents at the age of 18. And as her father desperately attempted to reason with her, she grew more resentful, choosing a path of immorality that only deepened her parents' pain. Such a declaration from a child, no matter their age, creates havoc and soul-searching in the hearts of their parents, who often ask, "What did I do wrong?" In this conversation, my sister Janie Ann joins me as a co-host, and we talk to Barbara about her story, and she addresses some of the ways that parents take on the guilt of their children and the responsibility for their decisions. You might be surprised by some of her conclusions. Her dad, Jack Miller, who was a pastor, wrote, "I am not ignorant of human depravity, but I had long denied that it could exist in our family. That reality, however, forced him to confront his own sin, seek forgiveness, admit his inability to change his wayward daughter, and begin loving Barbara on God's terms." This is a really powerful conversation, and I know that God is going to use it to encourage you in your own walk. You may not have a prodigal child, but surely you are probably praying for a friend who does, or you have a friend who needs to hear this encouragement. I hope that you'll share this story with others. Go to helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org. Click the Help and Hope link and look for the Help and Hope story, Motherhood, Shame, and Guilt, with Barbara Giuliani and Jane Ann Wilson. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.